This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on Mpox. The participants are Dr. Piyush Ranjan, Department of Medicine, AIIMS, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
There is a lot of news about the Mpox, not just India, but the other countries in the world are also taking precautionary steps to keep their citizens safe. To discuss more on the issue today, we are joined by Dr. Piyush Ranjan from All India Institute of Medical Sciences. Dr. Ranjan, welcome to the show.
Good evening.
Dr. Ranjan, before we delve deep, I would like to understand from you, what is monkeypox and how is it different from other pox viruses like smallpox or chickenpox, to name a few?
Well, monkeypox is a double-stranded DNA virus. So usually virus, they are known by their genetic materials like DNA virus or RNA virus. Monkeypox is a DNA virus and it belongs to the family of pox viridae family. So this is somehow similar to the smallpox, chickenpox and the other pox like buffalo pox and other rare variants of the pox variety. So you have asked how it is different from the smallpox. So basically they all generate the symptoms and signs suggestive of the fever and generalized body ache, as well as certain types of skin lesion that is found on skin as well as on the mucous membrane. So this is how it is. The chickenpox, this is very prevalent among the human being also, number one. So we have eradicated smallpox. This is not known to occur. But even there are certain sporadic cases of monkey virus that are known to occur, mostly in the sub-Saharan African country as well as in the European country.
Dr. Ranjan, I would like to understand for the benefit of our listeners, how is monkeypox transmitted from the infected person to some other person?
There are two different modes of transmission of this particular virus. One is human-to-human transmission, which is known to occur primarily through large respiratory droplets. So what is respiratory droplets? Whenever we cough, whenever we sneeze, so these respiratory droplets, they tend to spread outside our nostrils and the oral cavity. And these virus are actually spread through these droplets only. So these usually require prolonged close contact. Apart from the respiratory droplets, it can also be transmitted through direct contact with body fluids or with the laser material. By laser material, we mean that the secretions that used to ooze through the lesions, and indirect contact with the laser material, such as through contaminated clothing or linens of clothing of an infected person. Apart from human-to-human transmission, this virus is also known to transmit through animal-to-human transmission, which may occur by a bite or a scratch of an infected animals like small mammals like rodents and non-human primates like monkeys or apes, or through bush meat preparation. So these are the usual modes of transmission.
Dr. Ranjan, I would also want you to explain the typical progression of monkeypox once someone is infected. How long does the illness usually last and what are the stages of its symptoms?
So regarding the case definition, so a case of monkey virus usually presents with the sign and symptoms of the fever that is usually very common to any other viral symptom. So it is divided into the phases like prodromal phase, which usually lasts from 0 to 5 days. That includes fever, lymphadenopathy. Lymphadenopathy means enlargement of the size of lymph node. That typically occurs with fever onset. And the most of the lymph node that are affected is around our ears in the axilla, which is known as the armpit. And along with this, the cervical means the lymph node around the neck are involved. So there is enlargement of lymph node either on one side or on the both side. Along with fever and enlargement of lymph node, there is prominent symptoms like headache, pain in the muscles. The patient suffers from severe exhaustion. They do not feel like getting up or roam around. Apart from this, there is also symptoms suggestive of cough and sore throat. This is the prodromal symptoms which occurs in the initial first week. And apart from this prodromal symptoms, there is skin involvement. So this in skin involvement, it usually begin within 1 to 3 days of fever onset and typically lasts around 2 to 4 weeks. So the skin involvement involves the presence of rash. Rash means skin lesion, skin involvement. So skin lesions are typically deep seated and they are well circumscribed. Well circumscribed is well localized, and the lesions, they are the size of about small grains like peanut or that of the gram, that the usual gram and the skin lesion involves typical umbilication, means there is a deepening of the in the center of the lesion. The lesions are typically may be painful, and till after say 1 to 2 weeks, these lesions tends to heal further, and the rash shows evaluation as scabbing. So a scabbing is usually found. So rash typically involves, starts from the face. From face, it involves the tongue also and oral mucosal membrane. And apart from this, it spreads further in the body from the center part of the body to the upper limb and lower limb. So typically progresses just like the chicken pox. There would be umbilication, there would be fluid in it, and in within a period of 1 to 3 weeks, it will show the sign of scabbing. So this is how it progresses. And after the completion of 2 weeks, these skin lesions usually dry up and shows the features of crusting. So this is how the clinical features of monkeypox usually varies.
Doctor, I would like to understand from you, what steps should individuals take to keep themselves safe from contracting this?
So this is the usual precaution that we should take before, as we usually take in any other viral respiratory viral infection. So the precaution can be divided at the two levels. First, at the level of the patient only. At this stage of time, we do not have any reported cases of monkeypox in our country. But we should know that the feature of clinical feature of monkeypox is just like any other chechak or any other pox-like illness. Okay, so there would be fever, there would be enlargement of the lymph node gland, and there would be skin lesion. If somebody develops these type of symptoms, then he should immediately isolate himself and stop meeting from other people. That particular person, on development of any clinical features suspected of monkeypox, should inform to the doctor so that the doctor himself can take necessary precautions so that it is not transmitted to doctor or any other healthcare worker. And after proper examination and certain investigation that involves virus identification, the patient can get the usual treatment.
Dr. Ranjan, now this brings me back to one critical point, and that is regarding the skin, which gets affected because of monkeypox, and there are spots. So what is the medication suggested for the spots which remain after the monkeypox gets healed?
I'll tell you in from general knowledge point of view. Having by saying this, I recommend all our listeners not to self-medicate themselves. Okay, so the usual treatment that involves management of a case of monkeypox, or as a matter of fact any other pox, first is the usual treatment of the fever and the body ache that one occurs. For this, usual dose of the antipyretic drugs are given. And apart from that, the patient should try to hydrate themselves. So take usual, more than usual amount of fluid. Number one. And number two, when there is any skin lesion, then there is a usual effort is made to prevent those skin lesions from secondary infected. Number one. And after 1 to 2 weeks, when these skin lesions usually crust and there is a drying of these lesions, then there may be certain aftermarks which will go or pass on its own. So there is no reason to touch these lesions, the skin lesion, because touching these lesions either by self or by other may lead to the spreading of the lesions.
Dr. Ranjan, I also want you to talk a bit about the treatment and medication of monkeypox. Is there any vaccine which is being developed, any medication which the doctors are thinking about to treat this virus?
So since this is a self-limited virus, viral illness, and in most of the cases, around 95% of the cases, they recover on their own. So there is no particular antivirus medication that can be used to cure it. For treating these illness, for managing these illness, it is largely symptomatic and subtle, which is the treatment of the fever and body ache and preventing these skin lesions from secondary infected. Number two, and also the prevention of the specific complication that may occur. Okay, so these are the usual principles of management. And right now, there is no specific antivirus or antibiotic per se that can prevent the transmission as well as treating these skin lesions or the monkeypox virus infection per se. And apart from this, there is no proven vaccine that is recommended for the common people as of.
Dr. Ranjan, I now like to talk about steps being taken by the administration to stop its spread. As of now, the good news is that there is no reported case of mpox in India. But what precautionary measures are being taken by the administration to keep the country and its citizens safe from mpox?
So right now, since there is no known case of monkeypox in our country, so basically WHO has already issued warning regarding this. So we are taking surveillance of all those people who are coming to our country by airport or by water route also. There is huge surveillance that are being taken, and the government officers as well as the doctors and healthcare workers are employed there. So as they effectively doing surveillance of all those person who are coming to us, and if there is any suspicion, then there is a specific protocol of isolating them, and during that period we look for the signs and symptoms. So based on that, all effort are being made to prevent the entry of any infected patient to our country, number one. Number two, there are surveillance strategy also, so which is as per the WHO protocol. So if there is any suspected cases, then there is different type of surveillance is being done, like targeted surveillance for probable cases or clusters of the cases. And there is something what we call contact tracing. So if there is any symptomatic patient that has come who are tested positive, then we try to do the contact tracing and isolate all those patients. So all those persons who has come in contact with any known case or diagnosed case of monkeypox. So these are the usual strategies that are implied to contain the infection. But as of now, I would like to give this message loud and clear to all our listeners that we do not need to get panicky. We should have the right information with us. We should take all precautionary measures as being transmitted to them by various government agencies, through newspaper, through radio and television. And we all should be well informed without getting panicky.
Dr. Ranjan, I would also like you to advise our listeners, the ones who are traveling abroad and specific traveling to those areas where monkeypox is more common, what precaution should they take?
So the precaution is the usual that we used to take from the COVID, as we know that it spreads through respiratory droplet infection. So they should wear proper mask while they are traveling to any crowded area or the area where there is likelihood of finding any infected person. Number one. Number two, they should wash their hands within usual interval of time, and they should avoid coming in close contact of any person who is suspected to infected with monkeypox or who is known to have infection of monkeypox.
Lastly, Dr. Ranjan, I would like you to give a message to our listeners. How should they maintain safety and sanity in this time, because a lot of fake news is also circulating on the internet? So I would like you to give a message to our listeners how to protect themselves as well as their family members and the community.
Yes. So as you have correctly mentioned that we should try to keep ourselves away from fake news. Don't be a part of fake news, either receiving it or spreading it. Number one. Number two, always try to enrich your knowledge with reliable sources on. These reliable sources are what your healthcare worker, what your doctor says to you, number one, and what time to time government agencies, including radio and television, we tend to increase public awareness and knowledge regarding, number two. Number three, since there is no known case of monkeypox in our country, and we all from all government agencies as well as the healthcare workers, we are taking all possible measures to prevent entry of monkeypox in our country. So there is no reason to get panicky as of now. As we have already told through you, the clinical features, sign and symptom, and the protective and preventive measures from this monkeypox virus. So there is no reason to get panicky, and just keep yourself healthy and happy for the time.
Dr. Ranjan, thank you so much for enlightening our listeners with the facts about the monkeypox. And I hope your message is conveyed to a large number of people and all of us are healthy, safe and happy. Thank you so much, Dr. Ranjan, for participating in this discussion.
Thank you very much for inviting me and giving me an opportunity to talk to the listeners and helping in increasing public awareness. Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on mpox. The participants were Dr. Piyush Ranjan, Department of Medicine, AIIMS, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashwani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official.